So now for something really important. Do y'all want to see some pictures from our recent vacation? Okay. We only took a couple of hundred pictures. It shouldn't take more than an hour or so. You want to see some more? Okay. Don't you want to see them all? Are you sure? Okay. Okay, I'll cut to the chase. Because I do want to share just one story from our trip that has some relevance to our topic today. The first couple of weeks in August, Lisa and I went up to Colorado to spend some time in the mountains, but we also stopped along our way to enjoy some sights in West Texas. People laughed when we told them we were going on vacation to Lubbock. But after spending a couple of days there, let me tell you, Lubbock gets a bum rap. We thought that Lubbock was a really pretty cool place. Well, while we were there, someone suggested that we check out Lubbock Lake. Has anyone ever been to Lubbock Lake? Okay, a few. We pictured, when they said, oh, you could go hiking around Lubbock Lake, we pictured something like that. Beaches, boating, fishing, water skiing, maybe picnicking. Let me tell you, you don't do any of those things at Lubbock Lake. We were pretty puzzled as we drove up to the parking lot. There was no water in sight. We got out of the car. All we saw were these less than scenic dirt trails. It was a hot August day, and from the parking lot, let me tell you, it did not look appealing at all. We couldn't miss this random giant elephant statues at the top of the hill. What? Why? We did not get it at all. But we still had some fun with them. But then we went into the museum, and we began to learn more. Actually, some incredibly fascinating stuff. Turns out Lubbock Lake is a very important archaeological site. And here's why. Natural springs have been present at Lubbock Lake for at least 12,000 years. 12,000 years! I mean, if you've ever been to West Texas, particularly in August, you know that much of it is brown, especially this time of year. But here's what Lubbock Lake looks like. The springs keep this area lush and green, even in the hot summers. For 12,000 years, we know that animals and then later peoples have come to the water right there. The reason they know that is that excavations have uncovered the remains of many, many animals, many of them now extinct, of course. They've found fossils of these funny short-faced bears. They've found fossils of giant armadillo-like animals, you know, 6 feet long. They found saber-toothed cats right there. They found camels and mammoths. Okay, now the elephant statues make a little sense. For 12,000 years, animals have gathered around those springs. Think about that. 10,000 years before Jesus, animals came there to drink. And they found artifacts from the humans who have come through the ages. Spanish explorers called this place La Punta de Agua, the point of water. For thousands of years, across hundreds of generations, people have come to Lubbock Lake because water was found there. The earliest records of humans are hunter-gatherers, from Clovis to proto-historic peoples, and then the Apache and Comanche nations, hundreds of generations, up to the founding of a modern city and the people who live there now. All of them are represented right there at the National Historic Landmark of Lubbock Lake. It's beginning to sound like I work for the Lubbock Tourism Bureau, isn't it? My enthusiasm is genuine. I just think it's amazing that Lubbock Lake is one of the most continuous records anywhere of people inhabiting the New World. At Lubbock Lake, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I stood at the edge of those springs in silence, just sort of feeling the energy of all of the animals and people who have gathered right there for 12,000 years. Water is life. They came because the water drew them. The water sustained them. Even during times of drought, creatures have always been able to find water there. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. You know, the church, I'm talking about the church universal, not only this church. The church has only been around for a couple of thousand years, not anywhere near as long as the waters of Lubbock Lake. People, however, for a long, long time, in those 2,000 years, have been drawn to church, have been drawn to the life-giving tradition of Jesus, people around the world, and people right here in Fort Worth. In a church like ours, we honor the life-giving nature of deities of all mainstream religions. But we're a church, and we're here because it has something to do with Jesus. That's how we understand the holy. That's Trinity River. Oh, wait, no, we went forward, didn't we? Let's see, there we go. Thank you, Lauren. That's Trinity River, in case you didn't recognize it. That's our city. And we are here, at least to some degree, because we find meaning in the person of Jesus. We may think of Jesus in different ways, depending on who we are and what we believe, but at least in some way, Jesus nourishes our spirits. And we're here because we're trying to live out in community the values that we find in him, the values of love, justice, humble service. And so I like to think of us as sort of following in the tradition of Lubbock Lake, being a place where people can gather when they're thirsty, a place that people are drawn by the promise of something that's essential to our lives, a place people can look to for sustenance during the dry times in their lives. We need what we find here. Our prayer today is that we may be the kind of community whose streams make glad the city of God, that we may be a place of spiritual nurture for all who may come.